we're doing the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chaim. We're up to the 64th chapter. We have an obligation to eat three meals on Shabbos, Shalosh Sudot. Ideally, we eat one in the evening, Friday night meal, one in the morning, and one in the afternoon. Now, every person is supposed to have three meals on Shabbos. If a person is ill, it's going to make him sick to have three meals. He doesn't have to, but men, women, children, everyone should eat three meals on Shabbos. The third meal, people are sometimes lenient about it, but really a person should eat bread, the volume of an egg, 56 grams. If it's very hard for a person to eat that much bread, he could eat a kazais of bread, but a person should ideally have that third meal with a motzi as well. And if you get into the habit, so then your Shabbos becomes a much nicer Shabbos. Many people only have the Shabbos morning meal, and they don't have that Suda Shlishit. They grab a cracker or something. So, b'dievet, okay, you're Yotzei, but l'chatchila, you ideally, the correct way is that Shabbos afternoon, you have a third meal. Now, what happens if your wife is giving birth Friday night? So you're a good, faithful husband. Friday afternoon, you come into the hospital, and you're with your wife, and she's having contractions, and you're sitting there with her, and it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and it's 3 o'clock in the morning. And finally, at 5 o'clock in the morning, she gives birth, and now you want to go make Kiddush, right? We learned that if you didn't make Kiddush at night, you make Kiddush by day. You look outside, the sun is rising. Okay, so now you got to go daven Shachris. You're the proud new father. You go daven Shachris. After Shachris, you're going to make Kiddush, hopefully for you and your wife, and eat Friday night's meal, right? You missed Friday night's meal, so you're going to make Kiddush Shabbos morning. You make the Friday night Kiddush. And now by Shabbos day, you have to have three meals by day, because Chazal instituted three meals on a Shabbos. So if you miss the Friday night meal, not only do you have to do Kiddush by day, but you also have to get in three meals by day. Yes?
Do you have to make Kiddush again?
Like the day Kiddush?
The day Kiddush?
I don't think so.
If you did if there was a Kiddush and Shul, and then you had the meal, and then Sudosh, could that be considered three meals?
You had a meal Friday night, or
no,
you didn't have?
You missed the meal Friday night, you did it was a large Kiddush and Shul, then you had the day meal, then you had Sudosh, that could
be. That would be day. Okay, yeah. But you should do a motzi in all three.
Oh.
Okay, yeah. When we have the three meals, so we do it over two loaves of bread. We commemorate the mun, that double portion of mun fell down on Friday in honor of Shabbos. So each meal, we have the meal with two loaves of bread. So you hold both loaves of bread and you make the blessing of Hamotzi. On Friday night, our custom is that we break the lower bread. If you need both, you could break both. But on Friday night, our custom is the lower bread is the one that we make, we slice. And on Shabbos day, we use the upper one. On Yom Tov, by the way, then also Yom Tov night, we do the upper one. This is all for Kabbalistic reasons. We don't exactly understand why. Technically, the people... No. On Yom Tov, you're supposed to do the upper one at night as well.
Opposite of Shabbos.
Yeah. All the guests shouldn't really eat from the bread until the guy who made a motzi ate from the bread. Unless everyone has their own mechamish, everyone has their two loaves of bread. So comes Friday afternoon. It's 45 minutes before Shabbos. And I get a phone call. A student is out in the army, he's on a base, and they forgot to bring him challahs. So he says, what am I supposed to do? All we have are cakes. They were supposed to send us challahs out to the base. We didn't get challahs. We have a bunch of cake. Let them eat cake, yeah? So we realize they have enough cake to go around, right? They're not going to go hungry. They have cake, they have food, they don't have challah. So they took two loaves of cake to make hamotzi. Two whole cakes, that's their lechem mishnah, that's what they have. So at least they have two cakes. Now, if the cake is something that you're going to set your meal on, so as we discussed with regards to pizza, mizonos generally, if you're going to make a meal over that mizonos, even though it's cake or pizza, but that's your meal, so then you make a hamotzi over that. Two whole cakes, okay? So that's what they made their hamotzi on, and that was their lechem mishneh. They didn't have a choice.
when women have to have a meal, sometimes the husband is away for Shabbos, so women also need lechem mishnah, because in the desert, women also had two loaves of bread. Ideally, on Shabbos, we slice a piece that's big enough for the whole meal. Today, people don't do that, but the Talmud brings this custom that you should have a piece that'll last you the whole meal. I don't know, today that'll be like half a challah. I'm saying people generally eat two or three slices of challah. I've never seen anyone slice themselves half a challah when they make a motzi. You know, people would look at them funny. So today, for whatever reason, we don't do that. We slice the challah normally, and everyone gets a piece.